are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast. This is P alongside the Elgin Baylor of Fantasy Football Managers, Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review. What's up, Ry?
What up, what up, what up?
What's up, man? How you doing,
man? Another week in the books.
Are we going to do this deep sigh every week?
Until I get a win, I guess. Eventually, I'll get one, hopefully. It's like, nah. Man. It's just letdowns, disappointments, underachievements, you name it. I think all over the NFL, not just on our fantasy teams or any fantasy team, but with the injuries, and I'm signing for the whole NFL, not just for my team.
Yeah. Let's go to your fantasy team. So what's your record right now?
I don't even feel proud saying it. No, I'm 0-2 right now.
The reason I bring that up is it's early in the season, and I feel like there's a lot of early season championships being celebrated right now.
Yeah.
And not just in our league, everywhere. Like, I hear people that are in other leagues like, oh, I'm like undefeated. You know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, you know, who leads in points? Oh, I'm like sixth in points. All right. So who had the most points against, just to get a gauge of what the matchups. I'm like not many points scored against. You know, those little things you have to start thinking about. Like, now when you forecast matchups, his schedule is probably going to get tougher. So you have to anticipate that maybe things will change for the better for any manager that, like, I just lost too. I'm hurt.
Now, to me, if with anything, you got to deep dive and see what the teams really look like. Cause anything looks good on the surface. Mm-hmm. You see a movie and it has a dope cover. You're like, oh, that looks like a dope movie. And you're watching and you're like, nah, this shit was trash. So I think in context, looking at your team or looking at it, not your team specifically, but anybody like who we're talking to, mm-hmm. and seeing, okay, why am I 0-2? Why am I 2-0? Why am I 1-0? Whatever it is, whatever case you might be in right now, but really seeing if have things gone against you, have people underperformed? Do you have a better team than 0-2? Is your team overrated being 2-0? Like, and then going from there, I think you can't take too much into account. You can go 0-2 and win 13 or whatever, how many other weeks left, 11 straight weeks, or you can not win another game. But
yeah, I think just like you can overreact to having a good draft grade and having a good draft, that's just a small fraction of what makes a season. And I think that the same thing has to do with, there's a luck factor that has to do with it. Like, we don't pick our matchups.
Yeah.
So if you happen to have somebody that maybe is banged up or has players that are out, there's a little bit of luck that goes into that, right? But I'll take it. I'll gladly take those wins. You know, you can't use that as an excuse, right?
No, absolutely.
But what I like to look at is points scored against, because those are things that I have no way of controlling. With my score, at least I know I can insert a player in my lineup that can either score zero or have a somewhat of a floor.
Yeah.
But when I'm playing someone, I have no control over what the people I'm playing are going to do.
Yeah, you might be matched up against the guy who scores the most points in a week, or you might be matched up a guy who barely puts up 70 points. So at the end of the day, you can only control your team and go from there. I think what matters the most, especially in these early weeks, is your team really good, or are you just getting wins? Because if your team needs help and you can't get picks because your waiver priority is – set up differently, and now you're at the top of the list, or if you're at the bottom and you do need help, it does help you and stuff like that. But again, in my opinion, with my team is only getting better because I know on paper it's better than what it's performing, and it's only getting stronger being at the bottom, and I think it'll be a bit of bounce back.
Yeah, and then we have this thing called health, which also goes into something like, I mean, we can go into it forever, and we have tons of them. I think tomorrow we'll recap the injuries and the effect to the teams. But, I think it's just – I wanted to talk about this because you and I internally have these conversations, and then, you know, you see people in the chat are also saying that too.
Yeah.
Shout-out to everybody for you know, sticking with this fantasy shit. I know right now 0-2 or 1-1 even. I hate losing, right? But 1-1, especially when I had a close game like that. We talked about it last week. I'd rather get blown out than lose like that. You know, excruciating Monday night. But all of my fantasy managers out there, you're 0-2, hang in there. Just trust your team. Don't go make any desperate moves, right? Like, you just made a trade to set your team up maybe for down the road, right? But it's not because you're panicking.
No, absolutely not.
Because none of your four players are even
because they're doing bad.
Exactly.
They just haven't done what they're capable of yet. So you just got to be patient. Again, you're not going to win or lose your league in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're 0-5, 0-6, then you start panicking. But, we can jump into the recap of week 2.
Cue the drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
All right, so before we get into what we're going to do for the league, I got something that I want to bring here because I asked a few people in our league, actually, if they had anything that they wanted to to any trash talk that they wanted to bring or any messages that they had for someone who they've played or who they're playing. And I actually do have a few. So Pootie had one. And Pootie had one for you, Rye. Pootie said, you came back from retirement looking like Gronkowski.
Yeah. But I'm sure they didn't bring Gronk back to play week 2 or week 1. They brought him for the playoffs.
For the whole thing, exactly. But I had to bring it up.
Nah, that was funny. That made me laugh.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Ridley, question from John. Do you still see? I never said he was gonna like put up 15 points every week for the rest of the season, yeah. Right? But I did feel confident that he can produce and consistently. Yeah. So, I just want to clear for the record that Ryan's actually the person that's put me on to Ridley before this season.
I've never once said I didn't like Ridley. Now it's, again, Ridley has been performing at his ceiling every single week. And it's awesome. It's awesome. You're reaping the benefits of it. I'm not mad at that, though. Like, Ridley was one of the guys on my list I wanted. He went very early, which is rightfully so because he's performing amazing.
Yeah.
But it's not somebody that I was like, oh, I hope he does bad. Like, I expected him to do this. Not at this rate, to be completely honest, because, I believe he's performing at his ceiling. Mm-hmm. So when he does have these floor games, it'll get a little bit more realistic and it'll pan out. At the rate he's going, he's going to score 20-something touchdowns this year, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he's not – I mean, Randy Moss did it, but Randy Moss is the only person that's really done what he did, right?
Yeah.
And before we, like, really get into it, the commish wanted to know, you know, who's gonna mess up the waiver. He wanted to know who is going to overreact, who's going to not know what to do with their pick, because Lord knows we had some head scratchers last week. So that's something I just wanted to mention. We're all with you, man. We're thoughts and prayers with the league.
Yeah, man. You should make decisions that help your team. Don't listen to people to tell you to pick up these players or that, whatever. Whatever your week at, use that for that, man.
Facts. Let's get into this recap, man. Real quick, let's just recap the matchups, man. The first one was HHM and Will. And Will came and hit him with 144 and beat him, man. Anything on that to note?
Nah, Will's team came out and balled out, man. A lot. His players, again, there's expectations you have every time you go to play somebody.
Yeah.
Whether they're on your team or you're playing against them, it's what their floor is, what their ceiling is, and if they underachieve or they overachieve, then based on points, you can easily say Will's team went above and beyond. Mm-hmm. It's not expected every single week, but this week he got it. So you can't be mad at that. They did.
Yeah. Yeah. How good did Darren Waller look, huh?
Yeah. After what did he do week 1 after having a lower end week 1?
I mentioned the targets always. So 8 targets first week, a million targets second week. That looks good. I like that.
And this is something to note too. Are the Saints just that bad at covering tight ends? Because OJ Howard scored week 1. Darren Waller scored week 2.
Yeah.
They're looking like.
Hey, you just gave him a nugget.
Yeah, they're looking like a suspect defense to start tight ends against. Are they the Arizona Cardinals of this year? So
exactly. Hey, man, I think you're giving them too much. I don't think the commission's going to approve that.
I'm just because me and you always have this thing going back with Darren Waller, and I think it's more that than – and again, We talk about real football players.
NFL fantasy, and, yeah.
So that's just my gripe. I love Waller as a person and a player. I just, again, ceiling game.
Yeah, I still think he'll put 1,000 yards receiving this year.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not doubting that at all.
Yeah.
I'm just not expecting him to do this every week. Like, I don't expect really to do what he does every week.
No, 100%. But from the tight end position, you give me 1,000 yards a week.
Oh, yeah. He's slowly, if he can consistently keep this up, he'll slowly become into that next tier where, like, the Ertz and the Andrews and the Kelseys and the
He's like outside of that slightly.
He's barely. And, I mean, if they're going to force feed him, who knows?
Next matchup, we got your matchup.
Yeah.
This one is a lot of points, man. So y'all put up a fight, but you know, when you got Chubb going off and when you got Fant and Lamb and you know, this is a lot of points and then Goff going off at 29. I mean,
yeah, it was a good matchup, man. At the end, he had just more touchdowns. Yeah.
And can we highlight Aaron Jones almost doing
single-handedly carrying me.
He almost doing the pootie with pootie to me last year.
Yeah, man. I give Aaron Jones a round of applause, man. Again, I'm not expecting Aaron Jones to put up 40 points every week, but I drafted Aaron Jones knowing he has the capabilities of doing stuff like this. Like,
yeah.
So I give him props for trying to push me because everybody else seems lackluster on my team right now. And again, hopefully we can bounce back and try to get on the right road. But not pootie's team showed up, man. 131 is not. It's not easy to do.
Yeah, respect, man. GG's. You want to move on to the next? Anything else to note there?
Nah.
All right. Except for the fact that it hurts to lose.
Yeah.
I feel your pain, bro. I'm on it. I know. I'm mourning with you this week. But we're ready to bounce back. Like, that's what Wednesday does for us. The next one is Apex against your grandma's. Your grandma's pulls off the upset win. Is this an upset win? According to the projections, it was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, shit. Nelson's team would have beat a lot of teams this week. So
exactly.
I'm not even talking shit.
My team too.
He would have beat me this week. But,
yeah, me too.
But, man, if I called Pootie's 89 measly Apex, I don't know what that is. I don't even have a word for that. I don't have a word for that. Y'all can look up synonyms for measly and just give them that.
Drop them down in the comment section below.
Let me know some synonyms for measly because that's what Apex performance. And again, getting zero from Fuller, like that hurt. But he has a lot of soul searching to get that team on the right ropes. His 0-2, my 0-2 look completely different.
Okay, that's a good point. But still, again, underperforming players.
Of course.
You know, so hopefully you feel like, again, you look at the back of the football card, you feel like some of these players are going to, like, snap out of it.
Yeah, of course. Everything's going to even out at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On his side, you know me. You know who I'm going to say. I'm not even going to say anything else, bro.
Whose side?
On Nelson's side.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm going to say.
Yeah. Nah, the team's looking good, man.
Yeah.
He's looking good. We already had this conversation, so.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens going forward with them.
Yeah.
They're looking promising. Now they again – not to be like that. They're all NFL teams at the end of the day, but now we got some games that you're going to be like, okay, I was impressed with that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see Josh Allen do it, and I know he can. I've always felt like he had that potential. Now he's actually showing it. So.
But Stephon Diggs.
Oh, no, he's kicking up.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs, man. Good shit, Nelson. I like that. The next matchup, let's go against – the whole show, and let me tell you something. The whole show put up 145 points. Let's go actually put in a decent performance considering.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the game was lost when you saw how much the whole show was scoring.
Facts.
He's having one of those weeks.
Another good ceiling week for him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how long he can keep it up for. I mean, the man has ceiling players. I'm not going to lie. He has a lot of players on his team. Like, he has a good mix of ceiling and floor. And when his team is clicking like it did this past week, it's tough. It's tough to not put up the numbers he put up. But, again, let's see. He's been fairly healthy. He's been getting some good matchups. So,
yeah.
Again, things will even out eventually.
Knock on wood, John. You better start knocking.
Yeah, for his sake, he whatever he's doing down there, he better, keep doing it because it's working.
Whatever you eat for breakfast, whatever you do in your daily routine, just don't change it.
Facts.
Yeah. Anything else for this matchup?
Nah. That's enough.
GG's to you guys on that one. The next one is Dead Presidents against Suicide Squad. And now that, you know, Dead Presidents pull up a W second straight week with an impressive showing, 2-0. So far, who is the team to beat?
What do you mean? Like for the season?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think it's too early to tell, man. After 2 weeks, I think it's too early to tell.
Too dangerous to even speculate who the favorite, right? Yeah, because there's a lot of people that might look like they maybe aesthetically it doesn't look pleasing, but there's some like maybe plans in place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this matchup, anything to call out?
No.
Except for Kyler Murray, man. Hey.
Good one for London.
Still one of the best draft picks. And then the last one was myself and COVID proof. We lost. We did that one?
No.
Yeah. So, but that took the L, man. I mean, COVID proof. Really good team, obviously. So you have to put up points to beat him. Respect to him and GG's to you, my brother. But maybe I'll catch you in a play. Oh, do we play again? I think we do. I'll catch you again, man.
Cool. We can look at the overall standings now and see.
Yeah. So the standings, again, we can't speculate on who the team to beat is, but these are the standings right now. If you can look at the points and the points against.
Yeah. So if we look at the top four right now, almost every single team has under 200 points against. So is that skill or is that just good matchups? Again, they're putting up points. But again, when you're not competing against people who are putting up points as well, then it makes it a little bit easier. And then again, you can see the bottom half and it's all points again. So these matchups are tough, man. These matchups are tough. You don't, in any week, you can be beating somebody and or you can be losing. So, but looks good so far. My thing is I'm in ninth. I'm 0-2. But I'm the best of the 0-2 as far as points go. And I'm not too far from everybody else in front of me as far as just keeping being in the top six. Yeah, exactly.
So just being one game away from just like really putting yourself in the pack.
Yeah.
So, and that's I just wanted to highlight that when we talk about standings, the wins are amazing, right? But wins are hollow, especially if you're fighting for a playoff spot, unless your points scored can complement it, because I've been there where I have had to worry every week about the fact that I haven't scored enough points. So don't get too excited. Don't get, you know, too down.
Unless you're let's go.
All right, so you ready to go to the next week? Let's go to the future, man. I think the future looks a little brighter for us. The past is just darkness.
Cool. Who are we going to start with?
All right, so for HHM and Apex, that's the first one of the week. So 1-1 team against an 0-2 team.
Man, Apex needs a win here bad.
Needs this badly.
Yeah.
We're saying it's early, right? Like, if you lose, we've seen people – it's just, it'd be nice to, like,
get your first win.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got some good players in here, man. Josh, Mike's team, man. Like, it looks good. It looks really good. He somehow finds a way to string running backs together and makes it work.
Every year, his strategy works. I tell people. I said it. I tell people. I know what Mike's doing.
Yeah, Josh Allen is looking like a MVP at this point right now. Yeah. Everybody's talking about Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, and nobody's saying it's Josh Allen. So,
yeah,
of course, it's just because he plays on Buffalo and he hasn't proven anything yet. But neither has Kyler Murray. But what do I know? with Apex, I don't know, man. He got Father Time. Is it still on the side with Drew Brees? Brees, the Raiders made him look subpar average.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of checkdowns. That was weird. And maybe because Michael Thomas isn't there, you know, that's a big piece.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, I was.
But
just
I mean, it's a fair matchup. It'll go down to the wire. Who jumps out to you?
I got Eckler going against Carolina for HHM. I really like him, and I know I got Joshua Kelly, and that's cool and all, but it's really good the fact that they still managed to give Eckler the bulk of the work without overworking him.
Yeah, nah. We if you don't know, if you've been watching these games, the Chargers are going to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball and kill clock. And that's all they're going to do. Mm-hmm. They're not throwing the ball. They got a rookie quarterback now playing because Tyrod is hurt. They're not
looking. No, Tyrod apparently is a starter when he's healthy. That's what he said.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying because he's hurt right now. They got the rookie supposed to be starting. So
yeah, true.
But Odell showed up last week. Let's see if that can keep going. Adams had a little scare there with an injury. Thielen kind of got shut down last week. I think the whole Vikings team got shut down. Besides Dalvin Cook, he seems to always find the end zone somehow.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon, will he finally, I mean, get his first touchdown?
Yeah.
So yeah. It's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah. With Ricky, I had Mixon last year towards the end. I know that it's easy to maybe get discouraged, but again, the back of the football card, that he'll turn it around.
Facts. I'm going to just be honest. I'm picking Mike. I just like his quarterback better.
I'm a Bills fan. I'm going to go with Mike too. Ricky still has some decisions to make, but so I don't really quite know what is on his bench, but I feel like it, you know, the matchups are good. The players, the core players are good. I think Hunter Henry, it depends on the quarterback that plays there.
Yeah. But Herbert was targeting him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So if Herbert starts, you like Hunter Henry. But I like Mike, man. I like the way his team is put together. You know, I've liked it from the get.
Let's jump to the next one.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. So the next matchup is, do you want us to save yours for the last? You just want to?
Yeah, let's do Lone Limit and Will.
All right, let's go. No Limit and Will. So No Limit literally has like nobody starting right now, so he's losing this week. Nah. So for you, what jumps out here?
Will's look like he knows what he's doing straight off the bat with his lineup being set. And he usually sets his lineup really early. Mm-hmm. I see Pudi going with the strategy where he'll wait all week to set his lineup. Maybe he thinks it's going to work for him going forward. but again, Chubb getting a little tougher matchup against Washington, and he's going Leonard Fournette out here after he surprisingly had a decent game.
Yeah.
Against one of the worst defenses in NFL. well, that was shocking to me.
Shocker.
Yeah. And then, man, you got Will going Minshew Mania. Will's been stringing these QB plays along. He's got that stack with Shark. Yeah, man, Will's team looks good. He lost McCaffrey, so he got Mike Davis in his flex. First week, we get to see what Mike Davis does in that role.
Yeah.
So exciting. It should be an exciting matchup. Hey, I just don't know what else Pudi's going to do on the other side. He's got a lot of options.
And Mike Davis, who he just recently acquired in a trade with you. Mm-hmm. That was a good move for both of y'all. We got Chris Carson, who I'm looking at. I love Chris Carson. Now that they're splitting them out wide or making them run like routes and actually throwing it to him, that's good to see. So I like him. Anybody else? Anything else?
No.
DeAndre Hopkins is going to do what he does.
Yeah, Hopkins has been good, man.
He's
been
and Noah Fant, it looks like he might be quarterback proof there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who you got in this one? Did you pick?
I'm taking Will, man. I just feel like he got a lot of pieces. When you got those starting running backs like that, and then you sprinkle in a couple other things, I think he can pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
No, Pudi's going to need Trout to put up a good week again. It will Fournette pop off? Like, I just feel like he has a lot more going against him. It just seems easier for Will, his team, as far as to getting to points.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Pudi on this one. I'm gonna go with Pudi. I say because of matchups, I don't really like the quarterbacks playing on Thursday. Or fantasy players playing on Thursday and expecting a lot. Well, that used to be the rule of thumb. Let's see what this year is, because there was a lot of points put up in last week's, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's turning around, but generally I don't like playing my players on Thursday, but we'll see. It looks like a good matchup. That's one thing for sure.
Cool. Let's go to the next one.
The next one is I have Let's Go against your grandma's BFF.
Yeah,
in a matchup of Titans. So we have our boy. I gotta give you some love. You said you were gonna wait to see what we were gonna say on your show. You won, man. Pulled it off, my brother. That was good. So we got the 1-1 team against an 0-2 team. They're being projected 97-99. What stands out to you here?
Kamara just been getting targeted a lot, man.
That's really good, man.
That's his best play. Tom Brady's hasn't been the worst, but he hasn't been the best. So I guess it's a decent floor every single week with him. You look at Nelson's team and it looks kind of trash, but on the surface, but he has some good spark on it. A couple of plays where it's like Evan Engram, we don't know what he can do.
Yeah.
Every single week, like if Stephon Diggs, Kamara, Engram, like if they're scoring for him, it's tough. It's gonna be tough.
And Julian Edelman, hey man, he busted week one, like, but week two he boomed and he boomed big.
179 receiving yards.
Yeah, exactly. So if he if that's what they're gonna do, if the games against the better teams are gonna be those shootouts, I like Edelman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Engram again. You KC. You know what he did last year against KC?
No.
Do you want to know?
Not really. I don't care.
If anybody wants to know, hit me up in the comment section below, and I'll let you know what the numbers are.
Cool. What about the let's go side? He got Mahomes.
You know who I'm looking at.
And that's it.
No, you know who I'm looking at.
Who you're looking at on his team? Oh yeah, I know who you're looking at.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, let's see what he can do this week. They seem to like not want to use him. I don't know why.
Yeah, they like use him. It works, and then they stop using him. And we're talking about Singletary from the Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, he got Freeman in there. Okay, the Giants, the starter. Who you got in this matchup?
Hasn't even been told if he's playing at all or not, but he feels confident. Look, I'm going with Nelson here. The only thing Let's Go has right now is Mahomes. I think Nelson with Diggs, Kamara, Engram, that's a nice foundation. It's easier to get points.
Hmm.
I'm just going with that. That's my rule of thumb now. Yeah. Who can get to the point, the most points?
He got Kamara, man. I really like Kamara this year.
Yeah, Kamara's been full-fledged.
Diggs has been rocking too. I'm gonna go with the underdog, man. Let's go. Let's go. No disrespect to you, my brother, but I got faith. I got faith to let's go. Did you know that the Buffalo Bills are horrendous against the tight end? They are, and Gesicki put up a buck on him in a touchdown. This week it's Higbee. If Everett doesn't play, I really like that. I'm gonna go with let's go. I'm gonna give him, send some energy maybe.
Cool. Let's hop into this next one.
Let's go to the next one. The next one is Deadpool. This is a really good matchup. This might be the matchup of the week. What do you think?
Yeah. It should be pretty good.
Right?
2-0 teams, so one of them is going to have a loss after this week.
Yeah, which helps us out.
Yeah. It's two strong teams, man. Again, the upside is there with all their players. I think this one is going to be which team underperforms the most. That's going to lose.
Yeah.
Because they both should put up points. Whichever team puts up less based on what they're supposed to, then I don't know. They both got some decent flex plays. Two good running backs each. Receivers match up pretty well. Quarterbacks match up pretty well. This is a really good matchup.
Yeah, look at that quarterback matchup.
Yeah.
That's a fun one to watch right there. You said it. Everything's pretty even. Running backs are stacked evenly pretty much. Flex, do you give the edge to Dead Presidents?
Yeah, based on touches. But, again, McKinnon's been getting a lot of his volume. I mean, a lot of his stuff on low volume. Like, he's just been busting stuff. He had 3 carries for 77 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and majority of that came on one run. Let me see what he had catching wise. It doesn't tell me here receptions, but again, it's boom or bust. I think they both got boom or bust. Keenan Allen, let's see if he finally got on the board with a couple of receptions. Maybe that new quarterback is helping him.
He was cooking with him.
Because Tyrod Taylor can't throw past 5 yards.
Tyrod is just, again, he's going to do that. He's not going to win you the game, but he's not going to lose it for you either. It felt like Herbert was going to – he'd win you a game. He looks good. Rookie mistakes, obviously. But, who you got in this matchup?
Ah, shit, man. I think I like London's matchups more. You got Sanders against Cincinnati. I think he's just going to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
He just came out against the Rams and destroyed them. He might put up 30-plus against them. Dalvin Cook's got a decent matchup against the Titans. Hilaire has to play the Ravens, who, whew, they just be swallowing everybody up, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Put up a 7 points against the Chargers. Kind of expecting him not to do so well because they're just a great defense. And Drake's playing Detroit, man. I don't know, man. I'm going to go with London here. I like his pair of running backs more than COVID's pair of running backs. Matchup-wise, I like all the running backs, but matchups this week, I think I'm a little more scared of COVID's running backs not doing what they're used to doing.
Yeah. I like that Cook, Sanders, Metcalf, and Murray.
Yeah, that's it.
Like that core?
Yeah.
Oh, such a good one, man. Yeah, he definitely built one of the best teams this year, hands down. And what I do like about COVID proof is that Prescott has the looks of being the one of the top scoring quarterbacks in the league, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be in shootouts every week, it looks like. Edwards-Helaire, his first matchup against Baltimore, so curious to see what he looks like there. Jonnu Smith is heavily involved in that Tennessee game plan. Maybe this is the Derrick Henry game.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pick Dead Presidents, and CP is gonna think that it's because I'm bitter, and it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah. Coin flip.
Yeah, totally a professional here, but I'm gonna pick Dead Presidents. Although I do like this matchup a lot, and it's gonna be a fun one.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. We got two matchups left, right?
Yes, I think so.
Let's do mine first, and then we'll go into yours.
Okay.
So 2-0-2 teams facing off.
Yeah.
The battle of the worst.
Yeah.
On paper, as records go.
Yeah, well, Suicide Squad 98 projection and Why So Serious 114 projection. What do you see here?
Yeah, unfortunately, he just lost Saquon. I'm not mad about it, but
yeah, that sucks.
He still has Russell Wilson, who has been killing it this year. Julio Jones, he was a little limpy last week.
Yeah,
so. But this will be the week where Julio goes for like 20, just because he feels like going off, because people talking crap like he's washed up.
Yeah.
But no, it should be a good matchup. He's going to have somebody go crazy. I think my base is getting better. I think getting James Robinson in my flex helps my team a lot.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the piece you got from that trade. That
yeah, we not having about. To rely on J.K. Dobbins or another receiver. I think getting a safer floor.
Mm-hmm.
James Robinson's been looking really well on the Jacksonville Jaguars. You wouldn't expect the Jaguars to be doing as well as they have, competing with these teams.
They stay in it, man.
Yeah, and Derrick Henry, let's see if he can finally fall into the end zone once.
Yeah.
He's got some catching up to do.
The player I'm looking at on your side is Kenny Golladay. What's going on?
It's not certain if he's playing yet. They haven't confirmed, but he was looking probable, more on the probable side. I think last week he was more questionable, and they kept him out just to give him more time. But hopefully he comes back this week, and I get my wide receiver one to start the year back.
Yeah, and another person, one more person I'd want to highlight before I go to Suicide Squad is Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is playing like a top five back right now, and he's been playing that way since last year. So I think that we need to just wake up to the fact that maybe he is.
Yeah.
41 points, two straight years. I mean, has Saquon done that in his career? 41 points once?
I don't think so. He might have had 30.
So I think that we're underrating Jones severely, and he's probably showing everybody what he can do. So I like him on Suicide Squad. You obviously love Russ, and how Russ is playing, and the fact that still week two they're still letting him cook. And I look them to, oh my God, it's going to be an explosion there in Dallas. I think it's going to be a lot of points there between both teams.
If Russ can stay under 35, I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that most of his points are going to have to come from the quarterback position. He's going to need like a 35, a 40 from a Russ to really make up for the loss of a Saquon. Tariq Cohen is a nice piece, but he's not an RB2. And Sony Michel, you know, he looks good, but Cam is the RB one there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm going to pick you on this one. It's just tough. I losing a Saquon Barkley, it's tough, man. It's going to be tough to, but I'm not saying despair. I'm just saying that this is maybe a moment where you got to, like, you're probably going to have to figure out some moves later on.
Yeah. He's gonna need help at running back, but yeah, we'll see what happens, man. Anything can happen in fantasy football.
Exactly, anything can happen
or in football in general. But
yeah, in the moment right now, I gotta pick Ryan because of balance.
Yeah, I don't even feel comfortable picking myself right now because my guys aren't even aren't performing up to
is
what
this
I think
really gonna happen in week three.
Yeah, I'm not picking against myself, but I'm gonna just say nothing is a guarantee here.
All right, cool.
We'll pick myself because I don't want to lose, but it's not a guarantee.
All right,
let's finish with this last one.
And the last one is we picked it last purposely because
I think this is the matchup of the week.
You think
we
so?
Always try to highlight the matchup of the week and bring it last. And this definitely might be one of the matchups of the weeks right here.
Yeah. He says I have his number. I guess I've won like a few of the last few matchups. It's always a good game. And I think that he's put together two of the most solid drafts consecutively in our league's history, I think. And I say this purely because he's had to make minimal moves. So it's in part skill and, you know, hats off for drafting that team. In part, you know, he chose the right people that managed to stay healthy for him.
Yeah.
So, respect to you on that. I give you props on how you're playing the game. You know, although you're a little obnoxious sometimes, I am going to tell you, I'm concerned. I might pick against myself this week.
Yeah. I mean, he's got some good players, but a couple of them do have some tougher matchups.
Based on that wave of juju that he's riding right now. You know what I mean? Like just, you know how sometimes somebody's locked in, they could just any move they make, and it sucks because it's him, right? Like, you know, respect to him, but it sucks because it's him. If it was somebody that's at least quiet and humble about it, but you know, he did want me to ask you about Taylor,
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
No, he looked good, man. They only fed him 1,800 times.
Facts.
So it was good. They were playing. The Vikings, I guess they're just going to quit this year. Is that what they're going to do? Because they're and now my guy, I guess, to play him. So let's see what he does this week.
Yeah.
But awesome. Taylor did good. Again, I don't understand. I don't understand what people are listening to when I say stuff. I like Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. But when he drafted him.
At that time.
Yeah. He wasn't what he is right now. He didn't have this opportunity. It's completely different now. And again, if this was your flex and you had that, the team would have looked amazing. His team looks good, though, despite that. Again, can Taylor stay healthy all year? Is he used to this workload? I don't know what he was doing in Wisconsin, right? That's where he went?
Yeah. No, I think he was a workhorse there.
Yeah, I know. So he was getting fed consistently. Are those tires fresh? Zeke is doing Zeke things. Calvin Ridley looks unstoppable right now.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to guard him. Mm-mm. And Matt Ryan just throws it 500 times.
So looking, I mean, as long as Matt Ryan's going to throw it 50 times, Ridley's
Yeah, and they're looking to not win a game.
So,
they're to be up as much as they were against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, we're joking. We're watching a game. I'm like, I'm not shocked that the Cowboys come back and win this game.
Yeah.
And they did that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that offense is the passing offense through and through. It's nice to have a running back and they'll hand it off, but. You can get 50 attempts a week. And then I like his team because of the balance. He's very well balanced. Maybe his bench is something that is more concerning for him. It's not a long lineup, right? Like if he loses a piece, who would you replace it with? But I like his team. I'm gonna pick myself to win only because I'm not a bitch. And I know it'll be a good game. I'm gonna pick myself because you know I can't find it within myself to lose right now. So
yeah,
no, it's gonna I can't pick against it.
He's gonna be sweating it out with having Kelce and Jackson, and you have Tucker Monday night. So that's gonna be one that's gonna go into that Monday night game.
Do you think that he'll need a lead? Do you think he'll need a lead going into Monday night?
I expect him to have a lead going into Monday night.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I'm not that ignorant.
No, it's true.
But he's gonna have to. He has Kelce, right? That's saying you have Tucker and Lamar.
Jackson. Yeah.
Well, if he's up 20, he could feel a little good. But yeah. I think he has to be higher than 20 because Lamar is 20 right there walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Tucker is like a wide receiver too.
It's an RB2. So it'll be Tucker versus Kelce and then whatever Lamar can do. So I think to feel confident, he probably should be up like 20 and some change. If he's up like 5, 10, I know he's going to be a little bit worried.
Yeah. Now, I just want to take it into these. This is my goal, obviously, to win. And if I get a win, good. Amazing, because I'm setting myself up playoffs. My only goal is to get at least the sixth position in playoffs. My goal is to at least score 100 points. 105 points would be great too, right? So I can keep pace and obviously wins. But you know, right now it's early in the season. That's why I'm mentioning. You know, but I'm still picking myself.
Yeah, and he's riding the Tannehill bus. Looks like still.
So yeah,
we'll see what happens there in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he can give him a performance like last week. But, I mean, if I'm picking quarterbacks, I'm going to take Lamar Jackson
mm-hmm.
10 times out of 10 times against both of his quarterbacks. I don't care who he starts. And then at the end of the day, I think everything else is pretty even, except he has you at that RB2 with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
But besides that, everywhere else is pretty much – and then I guess Kelce.
Kelce and Cook, yeah, that's a mismatch. But
for what he has, you have him at quarterback. I think you have a better kicker overall. Because our line did his thing last week, but let's not get too crazy. That game was 1,800 points were scored. So it's going to be a good match. It's tough. It's tough for me to pick. Mm-hmm. I think both teams are good. I think I'm going to have to give John just the edge because of the second RB. That's it.
Yeah. If it wasn't me.
If you lose Mostert, it would have been way more closer. But just based off of where – and if I'm basing my judgment on where points are going to be coming from, I feel like that's just a funnel of points when you have Ridley, Elliott, and Taylor, and Kelce.
Exactly.
Like, it's nice. That's just a really good base.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have that there. Like, if Lockett, he gives you a Lockett game against Dallas. Like, we just saw that shootout between them and Atlanta. Like,
mm-hmm.
So a lot can go. And then Josh Jacobs against New England. Are they going to try to lock in and try to shut him down? Or is he run free against – because he did it against the Saints, and they're a top defense. So.
Yeah. And in terms of – you're right. In terms of, like in terms of like the way his players are used right now in their game plans, I have a lighter version of what he has.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I think the only one that has the volume, the only one that really gets the volume is Jacobs right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are guaranteed points right there from four spots. That's pretty good. Tannehill, I can't speak for. Kupp has been hit or miss. He hasn't been.
He's been more miss. He's
for
been
everything miss. That John's been saying, Kupp is not performing to the standards he thought. So I don't want to hear those. He's definitely below his floor.
His answer to Kupp is he will get his.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully.
doesn't that sound like
he plays Buffalo this week against Tre'Davious White, and I know John knows the Buffalo Bills well.
Yeah, man. Trey White probably is not even going to bother sticking him. He's going to be on Woods probably
because they're not worried about Cooper Kupp. For as good as Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods has been scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. And just to close this matchup up, John, if it wasn't me, I'd pick you.
Yeah. Word. It should be a good matchup though.
Yeah, and this is why I love the league when it's competitive like this because you look forward to it. Yeah. Although my head was hurting last night. we got through them, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all of them.
Oh man, that was amazing. If you're still here, we appreciate you. Thank you for joining in on our madness. Ryan, you have anything?
It's going to be a big week, man. Some of these teams need wins. I know I need a win. Going to 0-3 is a little more scarier than being 1-2. So
yeah, and
hopefully I can fall into one. A lot of good matchups this week, so I'm excited to see how all these players play. It's been a lot of points being scored in football. These defenses just looking like they're quitting this year. Maybe the preseason hurting. All these players getting hurt.
I think that's what it is. I think it's that in condition, and they're not in game shape.
Yeah, nobody's tackling anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Got people just being non-touched, running into the end zone, except Derrick Henry. Everybody's tackling him.
Yeah, so if you're here and you support the show, please drop a comment, interact with us, shoot us an email at thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. We're two very interactive people. We love talking and shooting the shit. If you have any one of those podcast platforms, look for our podcast, follow us, subscribe, drop a review, let us know, and email us and let us know if you feel like there's anything that we're missing out on this show. This is a league specific episode. Make sure you tune in to the next episode, the subsequent number, because this is that one's going to be an NFL recap where we go into the matchups. We talk about the line, key injuries, and
relevant players.
Exactly. And we even give our own boom, bust, and under the radar players too. Ryan.
Drops every Thursday. These will drop every Wednesday for our league. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, I'm excited. To see what happens. Got some good matchups. And Thursday night, we got the Jags and Dolphins.
Man, that's going to be a slobber knocker, bro.
All right, brother. So we'll see you next week, and we'll catch you on the chat league.
Yeah, and hey, keep talking that shit. Keep talking that shit.
Yeah, same energy 3-4 weeks from now. We'll see y'all.
Peace out.